Okay, I'd like to call the July 28th meeting to order. Request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. Dave Bench, present. Alex Litton.
Present.
Bo Miller, present. Okay. I am looking for a motion to approve the regular meeting of June 23rd.
I've read it, and I didn't see anything wrong with it. Did you, Alex?
Nope. Looked good to me.
I saw move.
Okay, Dave Bench made a motion. Alex, you seconding?
I'll second.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller, I'll abstain because I was not here. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay, then we have the July 28th special trustees meeting. This was in regards to the purchase of the heavy rescue fire truck.
July 8th.
What did I say?
You said 28th.
Oh, July 8th. Sorry. Yep. The July 8th meeting, special meeting about the purchase of the heavy rescue. I looked it over. Everything looked good. I can move to accept these minutes.
I'll second it.
Okay. Bo Miller made the motion. Dave Bench seconded. Roll call, Alex Litton.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Motion carries. Okay, moving on to the fiscal officer's report.
In your file of papers, deposits since last month's meeting, total $61,006.59, with $15,000 coming from the city of Toledo. Very nice of them. It only took them 2 months to figure out how to pay us. So, at least. Okay, fund status report. Pooled investments. So, Star Ohio, $720,536.95. And checking Krogan, $897,786.61. And then payment listings, we have electronic payment. 82-2026 through 91-2026. Warrant numbers 24864 through 24985. And that totals, drum roll please, $139,780.80. With, probably the largest from that, since somebody's always curious, is payment for the truck, garbage. Yeah. For the truck garbage seemed to stand out. Any questions on those reports?
Nope.
Okay, looking for a motion on the fiscal officer's reports.
I'll make a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report as read.
I can second that.
Okay, Alex made the motion. Dave seconded. Roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Okay. And in part of the fiscal officer report, we moved something around here. We have a couple invoices that we need to get approved tonight. The first one, if you remember back, the roof repairs for the fire station, I believe we had approved $4,000, and the invoice ended up coming in at $4,042 because they ran into some other issues. I think they had
to do.
Yeah.
Additional repairs.
I'll go ahead and just make a motion to approve the $4,042 bill for Technique Roofing.
I can second that.
Okay. Bo Miller made the motion. Alex or Dave seconded. Roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Okay. That one we got taken care of. There's the other one is the Lexapol invoice, which is the policies and procedures that the fire department uses, and that bill is $3,819.90, which that is just falls over the chief's spending limit, so we have to approve that that bill. So does somebody want to make a motion? Want me to make the motion since they have the dollars, or
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Looking for a second.
I'll second it.
Okay, so Alex made the motion to pay Lexapol $3,819.90. Dave seconded. Roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench,
yes.
Alex Litton,
yes.
Motion carries. And then the last one that we had was American Enterprise, and that one was for what? I don't remember what that was.
32, the air conditioning.
Okay. So that bill came out to $4,731.07. It was a maintenance and repair, even though it wasn't necessarily an emergency. So we need to approve that, and I can make the motion to approve the American Enterprise bill of $4,731.07.
I'll second it.
Okay, Bo Miller made the motion. Dave Bench seconded. Roll call, Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries on that. I believe that's all we had, Joel, that needed to be approved on those three invoices. Because the MFI medical was taken care of. We got that one figured out.
Yeah, you know, you wrote your note on the saying to get it approved back in January.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what the... It confused me at first.
Yeah, so that one's taken care of. We got that one. That one's all taken care of, Chief.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else, Joel? Do you gentlemen have anything for Joel?
Nope.
Okay, thank you, Joel. Zoning Department, Kevin is not here. Fire Department, Chief, you're up.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We do have the truck out. The new dive truck is on display for you to see. Just some points of interest about that truck. One, it's a 92 Pierce. It has a 15 kV generator. You'll see that the light tower is extended out on it, so it rotates 360 and it pans up and down. So for night operations, we'll be able to light up the area. Much improved, especially for accidents. I just sent out the, there are 4 6,000 PSI Cascade bottles, so we can do our refilling of our breathing air and our scuba right on the scene.
Oh, no kidding.
So that'll be a nice asset to be able to, not only for us, but we could use it for others too to fill their bottles. So we can fill 4,500 bottles with no problem. And other than that, it has a winch. It's a walk-through cab, but it's going to stay out there for the audience to come and look at if you'd like to and look at it. We're just had Clearman just come by yesterday. We're getting the conceptual badging for it. And the other, I think I mentioned this maybe in a previous one, but we're getting the back history of that vehicle. It did serve 9/11 for 30 days as a piece of equipment to help out at ground zero. So I want to get the full history on that so we can share that, kind of keep that history going. So we are the third department now to have received that truck. The department that bought it from Rhode Island originally paid $107,000 for it.
Wow.
So, wow. You know, again, through the county assets, you're all aware, you know, we did sell the life squad to Toledo for $15,000, and then we were able to purchase this for exactly $15,000. So the additional monies that we had appropriated wasn't necessary. We were able to... you know, we come out of it really well. It has been checked by American Enterprise, who is a certified emergency vehicle maintenance, and everything checked out fine. There is no issues or concerns of anything. So I'm extremely pleased. So it's going to take a little bit of time to move equipment over, but before long you'll see that vehicle fully under service. Plan on doing a press release with the press. We'll probably do the push-in type thing, but that'll be at a later date when we
after the badging and the equipment's been moved. This weekend, though, is Oregon has got a event up at the rec, Heroes and Trucks or something, I don't know. But they asked if we would send a truck up there for that, so we'll probably send the water tender up there for display to the public for that event that's going on up in Oregon. Barefoot to the Beach will be coming up here in August. We support that event. That's for the Boys and Girls Club. That's at Maumee Bay State Park. And that's by, you have to have a ticket to get into that thing. But that's their main fundraiser for them. As far as the department, we did an extraordinary amount of calls. Obviously, we had the drownings, and then we had the floods. So, but I just want to share to the audience that the fire department personnel came through on both events, spent a lot of time doing the efforts of searching and or assisting residents with sandbags or trying to move pumps and so on and so forth. So all that was very successful. I attended the meeting with the Conservancy last night. We kind of talked about everything, and everything went really well. As far as the flood, I'll just keep this very brief, is, you know what, this event really showed how the township comes together. Not only the township, but the other agencies that assisted the township, whether it be Oregon Fire, Toledo Fire, Allen Township, the county engineers, the trustees, the alfalfa mill, some private guys bringing in trucks and trailers to bring in the sandbags. And I know I can't mention all of them, but our county engineers were here, and our EMA was here, the Red Cross was here. So I thought we did a very good job at getting everything going and organized and trying to do everything we could to assist the residents. Unfortunately, you know, there's loss. There's property loss for the individual families that were directly affected, and there's property loss to the farmers. There is large areas that are destroyed that will not produce this year. So, you know, I feel bad for those folks, but this was a very unusual weather event. But the township came through. I don't know if you knew it or not, but our Jerusalem school was flooding, and they were in fear of the boilers getting damaged. We sent a fire truck over there and pumped out the area there, too. So, you know, in those kinds of events, we're going to do whatever we can to try and conserve, first, saving lives, next is saving property. So, you know, some of you may not have been personally touched by this, but I'm sure you probably know some friends and neighbors that were. So, I'm proud of the township, proud of the trustees, you know, getting the dumpsters here to help people to, you know, a lot of the flood insurance stuff didn't help out for those people, but that's an unfortunate. But other than that, we are just continuing on with the fire department. Everything's going well, and we're going through, you know, people going on vacation and stuff like that. So, but we're handling it. So that's all I have, trustees.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
Chief, I know you want to get out of here. You got an officer's meeting tonight. Yes, one thing that I did have on my list, and this will be perfect because you can go back to your officers and discuss this. So if you give us a list at the next trustees meeting of equipment that we're going to get rid of,
okay,
and we declare them, you know, not useful to us anymore, and we value them less than $2,500 or less, we do not need to go through a bid process. So
okay,
we get, you want to put the boat
it's
out?
The boat and that and the old dive unit.
Yep. If there's anything,
the other truck will be, the old 311 will be higher than that. But
yeah,
that'll have to do it. But that we should be able to handle through a, I don't know that we'll deal with gov deals. I may go to another agency.
Okay.
Try out one.
But that way we can get that stuff listed.
Yes, sir.
Get it set out front. You know, as soon as you guys get the dive truck done, Let's get it out front, get rid of it. Anything else? And if you feel that the boat, you know, we talk and the boat and the motor is worth more than that, we can sell them separate.
Okay.
And just list the motor at this and the boat and trailer at this, and we can get rid of it because that boat is useless to the township.
Yes,
I feel it was a bad purchase years ago, but we can definitely value that stuff and we can just set it out front and sell it.
Thank you very much for that.
So you can get a list together for the next trustees meeting.
Yep, we will.
And there might be more. I don't know. I know the barn's got a lot of stuff over there, so there's things that you guys want to get rid of, and we don't have to go through GovDeals and pay the fees and spend months doing that. Let's get it going.
Very good.
So,
Tony, I got one.
Yes, sir.
Abby Bishop sent us all. You said you saw oil slick and some raw sewage in the coulee. I just wondered, did you follow up on that?
Oh yeah, we investigated it. And the sewage possibility was not entirely determined. I think let me say it this way: in the creek next to the coulee, the other creek, I don't know what that one's called, along Anchor Point Road there, that creek was dispensing a lot of black organic material. So from the woods and the fields, and the water was actually black coming out in there. And it was mixing right at the end of Anchor Point, right at the tip, right there is where the two waters were coming together. But there was no exact determination of anything. The sheen very likely could have been, you know, some bilge pumps pumping out. For us to really deal with anything, it has to be calculated in the excess of 25 gallons or more before it's an EPA concern.
I was curious.
We consulted with the EPA, we consulted with LEPC and everything, but no, it was determined as really more organic material than anything.
All right, is that everything for the chief? That's all
right.
I got. Chief, we're good. I don't know if the residents have anything for you quick while he's here. If not, he's going to go back over and have another meeting.
Yes, sir.
So,
thank you very much,
Chief.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, are we going to let Kevin or Eric go now, or should we wait?
He's all the way at the end, right?
We'll let you go, Eric. You're here. That's what matters. So,
the week of the flood, all we did was move sandbags, road closed signs. That's all we did all week. And then we've been working on road mowing, A-booming ditches. I've been dealing with a woman for a cremation funeral. She hasn't got back to me. Went to set that up yet. We just been cleaning the hall for rentals. Obviously, we were packing dumpsters from the flood, too. That took a lot of time.
Yeah, thank you guys for that. We got really positive feedback for having dumpsters here. I don't know about you guys, but I got a lot of calls, a lot of thank yous for us having dumpsters here.
So. They were well used. There's five of them. Five.
Is that we end up with five total? I think so.
There's five 40s and 130.
Yeah, every time I come by, there'd be people. You know, you come by, there'd be people here. Next, there would be nobody. Next thing you know, it's coming out the dumpster, and then you come by, and it got crushed down, and.
And then just mowing grass on the zero turns here, cemetery, the park, the wreck. Spot all we've been doing the last
maintenance there.
Grass is growing.
I guess the only thing I got is just we talked about a little bit before the meeting is just to try and get them. If it doesn't rain, let's think about trying to get that tank.
Yeah, those trees.
Just to hit them. Over at the cemetery because all the trees are in over there now. We want to make sure that them.
I'll check the tank out tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't know if we got to go to. Last I talked to Kevin, something about he thought he's going to have to run up to Tractor Supply to get the fitting to hook to it.
Oh,
so that way he could run a hose out and do that. So. And you guys, I think he said you guys had all the sandbags put away now.
I believe they did last week.
Yeah, weren't here. So I think they got all the sandbags put in the barns. They're shoved everywhere, but we've got them all in so the sun doesn't eat the the bag, so.
Good.
That's, yeah, I can't sit outside at all.
Yeah. So them are all in, and that's good.
The only other thing I got is Kevin's got some salt lined up. He's got 200 ton coming in this fall sometime. And I guess we it's through the county, and it's $58 a ton. Comes out to $11,602. And I guess I should make a motion for that so he can go ahead and do this for that $11,602 for salt.
I can second that. So Dave Bench made the motion. Bo Miller seconded. Roll call, Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carries.
We pay the Lucas County Engineers?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's through them.
Okay.
That's usually what we've been doing, either them or the state. Yeah.
And he feels that we're in pretty good shape with that, because I think he said he didn't... He felt that what we had in there would probably get us through another winter, but...
It'd be close,
but...
We should be good.
You know, we got down there on us a little bit, because... And it's not going to get any cheaper, so...
That's cheap.
Yeah, that is pretty cheap, so...
I think he said it could be $200 right now.
So, that's good. We got that. Anything else for maintenance?
Nope.
No? All right, Eric, if you got to go tend to kids and animals, you are free to go. I know you're busy and things are
doing. Oh, not quite yet. So.
Yeah. So, but if you want to go, you can. If not, you can hang out. We'll,
he has to go home and tend to kids and animals. He'll sit here for another hour.
Hey, it might be better off here.
He can sit here and do nothing. Can't that be bad.
All right. Thanks for coming tonight, Eric.
Welcome.
Okay.
This is first time?
This year?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't remember him being here much.
He's been to a couple of them. Yeah, he's been to a couple of them. So. All right. Well, let's move on down here to old business. We had, I think the John Burrell one was old business.
Yep. I can read it off quick. See, we'll read it. Based on the information that I have, the meeting on the zoning change was not properly noticed. Therefore, the zoning change is invalid. That's on the one on Corduroy. And also, I'm going to read this one quick. We have had the opportunity to review the matter regarding documents filed in the Jerusalem Township zoning matter. This is in relation to the application for zoning change for 9815 Corduroy Road, application for Denise Allen. This matter has been reviewed by our criminal investigator as well as by me, and we are not going forward with criminal prosecution at this time. If there is additional evidence that comes to light in the future, we will revisit the matter, but as it stands currently, the matter is closed. That's referring to Jacob Barnes and Robert Gerhardt. So I don't know what we're going to do about the zoning change there. So are we going to have to redo that? Or?
No, because the zone change went through. Well, it's been changed. It was changed because they didn't fall within the window to stop it. So I don't. I'm just going to let it ride. Because there's a window you have to follow to stop it, and there's a process, and the process wasn't followed from what I read in the
John state. Says not, but
so,
whatever.
No.
You can argue with John.
I ain't arguing.
Wasn't that passed by Molly from the Plan Commission? That
Molly passed and said it was okay, yeah.
From the Plan Commission.
But Burrell says it wasn't done right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, stating fact.
All right. Anything else with John? Is that all we got on with him?
I believe so.
All right. Other old business. Moving on to the zoning inspector hire. So, what day was that? Do you remember the date we did the interviews?
I don't recall offhand.
It was that week of the flood.
The week of the flood, because yeah. I had Marcy Kaptur I had to go with.
Yeah, Dave was unable to attend.
Was it the 8th or 9th?
Something like that.
No, it was the 10th, because it was Friday.
Yeah. So, we did, Dave...
Should we go into executive session and talk about this? Or?
If you'd like to.
Oh, we can.
Well, I...
Sure.
We always did before.
We're just going to talk about it and see what... But yeah, we can go into executive session if you want to...
Sure.
Well, we're talking about people and, you know, I...
Yeah. Yeah, we can go to an executive session. Do you want to call for it?
The president does that. I don't.
So, I will move to go into executive session to discuss employment issues.
Yeah, we got it.
Looking for a second.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion made by Bo Miller, seconded by Dave Bench. Roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carries. We are going to go into executive session. This.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. I'd like to come out of executive session. No decisions were made in executive session. We discussed the new hire for the zoning. So,
motion.
I would like to make a motion. This is kind of going to be long. So,
do we need to make a vote to leave?
I'm sorry. We need a motion to open the leave executive session and open up the regular meeting. I move to leave executive session and enter back into our regular session.
I'll second.
Roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, I would like to make a motion to hire Brian Nadali on a 5-month probation period starting August 1st, running through December 31st. And this would be at the rate of $1,200 a month. Along with that, I would like to keep Kevin's extra pay effective until August 31st to help with a transition.
How do you spell the last name?
I got his resume in there. It's in there. It's on top of the filing cabinet. Okay.
Sorry.
So that's my motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. Roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Alex Litton?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And then we're going to review this again in December 31st
yep.
for not full-time hirement, but full-time yeah. appointment.
Yeah. So, Eric, do you have the ability for the keys? You can get a key for us?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll hook up this week about a key for Brian. Joel, I'll have him get that filled out, and you'll get him bonded, because you call that in, right?
That's like an airstrike. Huh?
Yeah. So, okay. So I will reach out to Brian and inform him of the good news, I guess, if you want to call it good news. So we will let him do that. I will get with you this week about a key, and I'll have him get all the paperwork filled out, Joel, and left for you.
There's a checklist on the front
yep.
page.
Yep. So
I'll take the original, make a copy.
Okay. Is there any other old business, gentlemen?
Not at this time.
Okay. So let's move on to new business. Lake Erie West Summer Assembly.
That was last Friday, I believe. I left my notes doggone it at home on the other desk. It was really a good meeting. I got to talk with other trustees. From Perrysburg and from the data center down in Wood County. He was there, Mike, really not knowledgeable about data centers because he's went through it all. And we talked about the property tax and a couple other things, and we actually got brought up about Crane Creek and the guys. It goes all the way up to Perrysburg Township, and they're interested too in getting it cleaned. And I talked to the Ottawa County Commissioner, and he's receptive now too, because they've had a lot of flooding problems with it. So we might get something done there. So really good meeting. I just couldn't believe the money down there. You think Anchor Point has some nice boats. Alex, you should have seen them down there.
Oh, I've been around there. I don't think boat is the right terminology for that
yachts.
Place. Yeah.
Yachts. Yeah. Really, really nice place. I've never been there before in my life. But it was a good meeting. Now, that's the Lake Erie West Assembly is actually Temecog now. They've changed the name. So that's what we'll be using from now on is the Lake Erie West. I guess that's it.
All right, number two, lighting assessment. So this is the lighting district J1, which is Curtis, and the lighting district J2, which is Bono. Joel, do you want to explain a little bit why we're doing this again?
Well, people that live in those parcel listings are assessed to pay for the lights in their community. County auditor requires us now every year to pass a resolution based on Ohio Revised Code Chapter 515, gives us the right to assess those parcels to pay for lights, for street lights. So you have to now, every year, go through this process. And just to understand how much we're talking about, the J1 Curtis Light District estimates just over $1,900 a year to help pay for the Edison bill. And then the Bono Lighting District brings in, if they collect it all, just over $1,300. So, not much. But
so this is something we've been doing for years. It's just, we used to do it every 5 years. Now it's got to be done every year. We got to redo the language every year for it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to read the assessment certification. Says the Jerusalem Township Trustees hereby certify the following assessments for the following parcels in Jerusalem Township tax year 2026, calendar year 2027, to be placed by you upon this tax duplicate and collected as special assessments with the real estate taxes. All requirements of Chapter 515 of the Ohio Revised Code regarding lighting were met. The resolution by trustees certifying assessments is 07282026-00. It is a renewal. And again, Lighting District Curtis, which is J1, will bring in an estimated $1,996.53. Lighting District named Bono, J2, will bring in an estimated $1,365.45. That is my motion.
I'll second.
Roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Motion.
Vote for me over
there? I did, because I knew what you were going to say. So, and the parcel listing is attached. So, that has passed. Okay, Wilhelm Ditch Cleaning, number three.
That's supposed to start, all the rain has delayed it, so I talked to the contractor and he said he's going to start about the 10th. He'll finish his other job over at Ayers Road and he's going to move in about the 10th or 15th of August.
Okay. Number four, flood mitigation.
I drove around with the county engineer, and there's a, I think they call it a weir over there by the water plant there that stops the water coming down North Curtis, and it has to divert and go around this concrete, and that's, I think, why all that water was setting on the other side of Eisenhower School. It's slowing our water down, so I told him I was going to take a stick of dynamite and blow the damn thing up, but the county engineer is looking at it and see what they think about it. And I heard a rumor that Oregon's not happy with it, but I think it really helps Oregon because their water just shoots right around it, and it doesn't get stopped. So
But it's really hurting us, slowing us down, so I'm going to do something about it. And then, you know, when we drove around, like we don't think the flappers are working right at the end of the Ondota Road. So if we get some mitigation money, we'd put gates there like we got at the end of Kuzno. And I really don't think, we had a lot of trouble with people trying to close the teach out one and that semen. And I really think that could be bigger too. It just pours, it blows out of there. A lot more water goes through that than I think is planned. And I still say there's something wrong with semen and Yandota. There's something wrong there. Water doesn't want to go north. It all turns and heads down semen. And there's something wrong there. It's just not the flappers not opening at the end of Yandota. So I still say, go on.
Dave, I remember when they did that up there. I want to say that transition up there was actually wrong. It didn't match the prints, but they were told to put it in anyways.
Well, I was told later on that they put it in the same grade and everything that it was in. They didn't redo the grade. Everything was just slapped back together. Yeah. This is the second engineer I told, it's not right. So I don't know.
If you go back and get them prints and look at them prints, them prints don't match that tile there, I promise you.
Yeah, there's something wrong there. Something wrong.
And then while you're talking about that, I was going to ask one other question. But so the ditch that comes, it's behind my mother and father-in-law's house, and it's in between your field there. Hits that bulkhead right there, and then you guys were pumping over into Sack's ditch. Is there any talk about opening it up so that can go to Sack's or down Yandota?
Well, we have cleaned the Sack's Road ditch, but we still have to do the tile in front of the house. That when a contractor gets done with Wilhelm Ditch, he's going to come over and do that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we did talk about it. Kevin and I were saying, you know, maybe we don't want to put a big tile there, but if we just put maybe an 8 or something, I think an 8, I think the ditch could carry that. You're right. I think that's a thought because Winnie and them houses, they were just inundated with water.
So, and I was pumping water from my mother and father-in-law's to the ditch on Seaman. I had my hose over there and pumping and standing at the back of their barn, even pumping and everything, all of that water was still flowing south.
Yeah, it's
all of it.
It's a mess.
Would they have to cut the road for that, Dave, or could they do it?
Well, if you just put a 6 or something in, or an 8, you could probably push it, you know. But
yeah.
I'm really going to push to get a little bit going that way. Being as we have it cleaned, it's really working good there now.
Yeah.
And if we get those tile fixed in front of that house, it's really going to run good.
Yeah.
And we always got to remember, I told Kevin, we got to write down in his little book that those flappers back of the gun club, those got to be checked off and on to make sure they don't plug up.
With branches and stuff.
In the cooling.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah.
And it was going down, like I say, I put a stake at the house, and it was going down about 5 inches about every 10 hours in front of my house. But going the other way, it was not coming north. Once it hit that intersection, Yandota and Seaman, it just sat there.
Yep.
It just sat there and churned.
Yep.
Until it got down low enough, then it could disperse.
Nothing goes north.
But yeah, it was crazy.
They blamed it on the flappers a little bit, but I goes, nah, it's still something wrong then at that intersection. Yeah. I've seen it twice.
100%.
Yeah. So I'm going to work on that too. There's a lot of things to work on that we saw. And you don't see them until you have this happened.
Right.
But that one on North Curtis, do you ever see that concrete structure there?
Mm-hmm.
If you look, it's just before the waterworks at Oregon's. And it's a pretty big structure. But our water hits that. And actually has to turn.
Is that where that ditch comes in behind King's house?
Yeah.
And the water treatment plant?
Yeah.
Is that where you're talking?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know what ditch that is there and coming out of Oregon, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is that all you got on flood mitigation?
That's all I got on flood mitigation, I guess.
All right. Number 5, Lucas County. So... I received a call from Brian Gullis, the head building. The head building guy. They are going to come out here on August 19th from 5 to 7. The commissioners are going to be here. The people from
all three of them.
Well, He said commissioners. I don't think you'll see all three of them, but the commissioners, people from the engineering office, and people from Lucas County Building Department. And this is in regards, they wanted to be here to help the residents and talk to them about the waiver period on permits, where the Lucas County building regulations are waiving permit fees. The engineer's office is waiving the fees. One of the things that I did see in here, it says Jerusalem Township zoning fees are not waived and the health department fees are not waived. I can't do anything about the health department, but I think that we should waive the township fees also for that period for flood-related issues. I mean, these are our residents that, you know, we're dealing with, and I don't... Nobody ever asked us. I mean, never asked me about it. They just put it out. So I'm going to have... if we can vote on that, I would call Brian tomorrow and have him change this literature right away. So...
They have... They have a 180-day waiver period. Do we want to just match that?
I think so, because it's going to be for qualifying applications, and these have to be flood-related. It's not just, you know, Joe Blow's coming to put a shed up and he wants his permit ripped. No, it's specifically for the flood. So I'll move to waive our zoning fees for the 180-day waiver period for qualifying applications for flood damage to match the county's waiver.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller made the motion, Dave Bench seconded. Roll call, Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carries. So they will be out here again August 19th from 5 to 7, set up in the room next door. Alex, you will put that on the website.
Facebook sign, all that good stuff.
Okay, perfect. We'll get that
on
there.
That's my wife's birthday.
Don't tell us how old she is, okay? We don't want to get in trouble. So they'll be here to help answer questions. All right, number six, Cedar Creek.
Oh, I guess I talked enough about it, but it seems like there's a lot of... After this flood, there's a lot of people that, even over in Curtis, around you there, that water all had to go to Cedar Creek to get out.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, something else I've got to check, Bo, is that back of the railroad track, somebody told me that they put a bigger tile coming out of Ottawa County to come this way. And that's part of the trouble, because everything was designed by you just to take so much. But now there's more coming through that way, and that's part of our problem.
Yeah, they said it was like a 8-inch or something. They went to like a 30 or something.
That's what I heard, too.
So, and you know, the funny thing was, we were actually, went with all that, dealing with Kurt over there at Snow's. There's an actual catch basin in our parking lot that's a private one. And we, after the water went down, I said, you know what? We could only see two pipes going in. We couldn't see one going. I knew where the... So I'm like, I had my guys go out and clean it. That water, which makes sense after I got to thinking about it, because it was all one property at once, but that catch basin that's on that brown roadside runs back to Snows. So it runs west and then goes into a catch basin there and then dumps into the road.
I'll be there.
It's weird. Like, it was all one. They had a grid.
How big is the tile?
It was an 8-inch.
It's not very big for all that water.
No. But we dug it all the way down the clay, and Kevin actually came over. He goes, "Yep, you guys are at the clay." He goes, "That's as far as you're going." And that was the only tile. There was one coming from our shop, which is a roof drain. And then the 8-inch went back towards them. So I'm actually going to reach out to the county and see if they, because I know they show them on the GIS, the privately owned, but we just want to see how it works.
Yeah, so that's nice
the second time that they've been flooded out over there pretty bad. So this was worse than the first back in 15. So,
this was a hell of a lot worse. Yeah.
So, I'm glad the county did come over and pump across the road, shut the road down, and get that water pumping going north up North Curtis.
So maybe we can, you know, like Kevin even mentioned too. You know, it wouldn't hurt if the Cooley and Crane Cedar Creek got clean from say the Corduroy Road to maybe up around by Minky's there on Route 2. but you can't afford to clean it all. But it is really bad right in there. Mm-hmm. It needs cleaning right in there because you can't afford to do it all. But if we get this all together, if we just get the log jams out, and the log jams and some of the big trees along it, they're going to fall right away. That's what I'm pushing for. Because mm-hmm. you'll never afford to clean it.
No.
Never.
No. And if you get lucky and there's a log jam by a bridge like we have on Yondota where they can reach right over and grab it, that saves a lot of money. But if they're, you know, because they can do it right from the road, but.
Over by the cemetery, there's one after another one, isn't there, Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you would have thought as hard as that water was pushing, it would have shoved some of that out of there, and it's stuck right in there. Yep. So, all right. Number 7. So, where's Joel at? All right. So, I'm just giving him a hard time. So, the trustees received an email, and I want to address an email that we received.
Oh, that email.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that email.
We had an email from a resident that was not very happy with our response regarding the flooding event that happened, maybe the communication. And I will be the first one to say that I can take constructive criticism. So I really thought on this and I really sat back and I do want to address it just so she knows that we do take these serious. I felt that we had quite a bit of information going out, social media, the day of the event, on when everything was happening. I know, Alex, you were in there updating things. The fire department was posting stuff, getting it out there. One of the things that we failed to not put out on there was on the sign, the township sign that we have out here. I don't think it would have done us a lot of good because it was blocked by all the trucks that were here, so you couldn't even see it anyway.
Plus, the roads were shut down. Route 2 was shut down.
The roads were shut down.
For limited traffic.
And when it comes to posting on the sign versus posting on Facebook, Alex and I can post on the township Facebook page right from our phones, so we're very mobile with that. When we got to post it on the township sign, I have to do it from a desktop, a computer, so I can get in there and log in and do it, make the changes not as fast.
It's time-consuming.
And it's time-consuming. So, I felt as the trustees, and the fire department, we did a fair job putting out information. After reflection, one of the events, or one of the things I thought we could have done, and I didn't think about using it as a tool, was Facebook Live. We could have walked right over here, Facebook Live, got on, gave a speech, updated where we were at, what we were doing, how things were going. Because that can get shared so many times and so many people use that. So that was one thought I had on it. And then I'm going to leave it at this, that when everything was going down, it wasn't time to sit and get on computers, in my opinion. We were busy setting pumps, organizing sandbags, we had volunteer residents donating trucks, trailers, to go up to the alfalfa mill to haul sandbags back for us. If we needed equipment, it was at our fingertips if we needed it. So when shit hits the fan, I think that we needed to be exactly where we were at, and that was boots on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely.
Helping protect what we could protect of the equipment. I mean,
laying sandbags,
yep.
Working with the chief and pulling sandbags. Done. I know I stopped in within 5 minutes of me stopping in the office stopping over with the chief that morning. Mm-hmm. I got sent out to go put sandbags.
Right.
You got sent out to do stuff.
Yep. So, Dave, you know. Do you have any comment on that? I mean, I feel like we were.
I think we did everything, and I had two basements I had to take care of too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was back and forth, but my basement was flooding. The one next door to the greenhouse, my grandma's house was flooding. You know, I had stuff to do too.
You did come in, and you came in and took care of business before you had to go back home.
So I just use it as constructive criticism. I can take it, and I think all the trustees can, and we just, you know, there's things to learn, or just in the heat of the moment, maybe didn't necessarily think of that, but maybe in the future we can use that as a tool.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea. Maybe. I mean, I don't think any of us went to bed that night knowing what we were going to wake up to the next morning.
No.
I didn't even know it was going to rain. The chief called me that morning and mentioned about
I can't remember what he called me about, but mentioned flooding. I'm like, flooding? What are you talking about? Like, you know, is there flooding in Reno Beach? That was the first thing that came to mind. And I'm like,
that entire week, I had to carry a battery pack with my phone because I could not keep up my phone charge because I was on it with phone calls. You know, here, what do we got going on over here? We got a pump. We got to move a pump over here. I mean, it was
nonstop, around the clock.
Yeah, it was a busy, very busy week for all of us. So I felt that what we did went good. I think the fire department did an excellent job. And
we even gave Oregon a couple pallets of sandbags.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And she did mention some concerns about us not necessarily sharing information about resources and recovery efforts available, but there really wasn't a whole lot we had to offer. It had to come from outside entities. I mean, mm-hmm. Red Cross came in, Lucas County EMA was on top of it, Ottawa County EMA came and joined in.
The county got all the pumps for us, basically.
Yeah.
The county and the state.
It was an impressive effort.
Yeah.
Chief had a helicopter brought in. That was impressive.
And, we got the dumpsters in. I mean, it was the next step was, we started calling on dumpster. Kevin's like, we need to get dumpsters. And I said, we're on it. We're not even going to call a meeting. If it goes over, it's just an emergency. And we started because we didn't know how much we were going to see. And then we just kept bringing them in until we felt that it was, had tapered off enough.
Towards the end, they were cleaning up.
Yeah, I
could tell.
It took a little while.
But I'll tell you what, I just want to touch base on this real quick, just because of what we saw there. That is something that I think that we ought to really look at in the future for the residents, possibly, versus, I know we don't do the bulk pickup anymore because it's too expensive. I mean, that was getting to be like $40,000 a crack. But that might be something that we may want to look at for the fall.
Absolutely.
Of having them here and letting them bring it here and use the dumpsters on that, you know, for a weekend or whatever we decide to set it for. I know it's kind of a pain in the butt when we got to crush them down just so we can keep getting stuff in them, but,
I still like the idea of when we got one bulk pickup a month.
Yeah, we still get that. That helps.
I think that's... You're talking a lot of work crushing that. I help crush that stuff down. There's a lot. You got to be there.
I know it's rough. But we got a lot of positive.
I remember those days when people sat in line. You know, the line would be a mile long, waiting to get into those dumpsters. Yeah, it's just keep it the way it is. I think.
Well, it was just an option. It was something to think about if we decided to do that. But
I don't know. I'm definitely leaning that way. We got a lot of positive feedback out of that, even if it was labor intensive. Yeah. If you want to try something different in this township, that's probably a great idea.
That's just going back the old way, though.
Yeah. Or they can just leave it at the recycle center like they do.
Yeah,
they're so sad. That breaks my heart.
Yeah, you look in there and it's
amazing.
So that was on the email. Dave, anything else on the July 6th storm? I know we had it at the end there. I know we've kind of touched on it throughout the whole meeting.
I think we've touched on it. I was surprised there wouldn't be more people in here talking about it.
That's what I assumed the whole meeting was going to be about, but I guess not.
So I guess you must have a good job.
So, okay. Any other new business, gentlemen, that you got?
Nope.
None? Okay. Public participation. Do we have any public participation? Yes, sir.
Question.
Can you state your name for us?
Bob Elam.
Okay.
I have a question and a lighting assessment.
Mm-hmm.
The parcels for Bono and Curtis, will they be posted for who is affected by those?
I don't think we normally post them, but we have the list here that I can...
You want my copy? You can take it.
Well, yeah, I could do that later.
Yeah.
Second thing, Cedar Creek. Cleaning it out. Did the Army Corps of Engineers take care of that?
No, they won't touch it.
I doubt it.
They won't touch it. No. We have a meeting. Actually, the Lake Township trustee
called me about a month ago, and we're going to have a major meeting on Cedar Creek coming up. And she hasn't set a date yet, but yeah.
I mean, they've taken care of like two Saint and.
We have to get all the counties involved. Ottawa County, Lucas County, right. And Wood County. That's what we're working to do.
But they won't touch Cedar. Alright, thank you.
Yep. Jim, you had something?
Yeah, I just like the, as far as the August Zoning Commission meeting,
mm-hmm.
Kevin's been on vacation, the office isn't open, we don't have an inspector. I would like to probably, because there's no input or no reason to have a meeting, cancel the August meeting until we get settled with a zoning inspector.
Okay.
Is that fine?
Yeah. Sure.
And then that can be put out on the sign that
yep.
August, I'm not sure what the date is, but no need bringing the people in here
right.
for nothing.
Yep.
And the office will be closed tomorrow?
Yeah, I think Kevin actually asked Alex to monitor the phone and the emails for it, so maybe we might want to post something that the office is closed tomorrow.
Yeah,
since Kevin won't be here.
And it's I was here one day, and it's been by appointment only. He's yeah. not here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. We were trying to do it off an appointment, and we were running. I know that Alex and I had ran a little bit of interference. And we're able to answer questions. People would call up and like, hey, you know, something like some very simple questions. Oh yeah, this is what you got to do. You got to do, you know, do this. You know,
that's okay.
A lot of them are. A lot of the questions I get a lot of calls from a lot of realtors.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of realtors call me and they want to know about building, and I have to tell them that lot, you know, based off that lot, it's non-conforming. You're not going, you know. Because people are just trying to buy up these lots that are out there, and it's—I mean—that's a lot of what I've been feel like I've been doing the last couple of weeks is just on these lots that aren't buildable. So, any other public participation?
Oh,
Sandy, yes, ma'am.
What was the complaint from the email? Was it just that communication? There was nobody was telling.
I'll print it for you right now. I'll print it off.
Basically, it was the lack of communication, the lack of empathy. You know, nobody lost their lives. You know, the one line Facebook post about the dumpsters wasn't.
Oh,
they didn't feel that was.
They had the Oregon mayor was walking down the streets.
Yeah.
You know, and then Beth Ackerman was walking down the streets talking to people. You know,
we were
supposed to be walking down the streets, I guess, and
instead of working,
yeah,
to get the water.
Yeah,
huh.
If we don't have 200 employees to do it, right?
We did have an employee that helped handle, Facebook postings, and we no longer have that employee because we shrank.
So I felt that we were in the right places where we needed to be, in my opinion. But I can take the criticism, and that yes, I think we could improve. You can always improve on stuff. So.
You just shake your head.
That's the
anything else?
Let me see.
I shouldn't have asked you that question.
Yeah.
What do you ask? None. Scott?
Mm-hmm. Scott Henry.
Thank you.
Dave, I know funds are allocated or at, but is there any way that you could possibly use the Wilhelm ditch cleaning money for something that would be more suitable? You know, you see what I mean? Can we? I know that money's already allotted, right?
Yeah.
But is there something more important that needs to be possibly taken care of now that we could possibly get them to switch to, or we can use that money for something else that you see that's like something that needs to be fixed, addressed?
The contractor's all, he's got it. Yeah, we can't switch it anywhere.
No, he can do the work.
Yeah.
He could do the work, but is there somewhere else that needs to be cleaned worse than what the Wilhelm Ditch area needs to be cleaned?
Well, make sense? If that money's from the assessments, then no.
It's stuck.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
And then my next question is, too, when we were having a discussion on the storage containers, Connex boxes, Mr. Panuski came here with that document,
and said that we would we couldn't do it because we needed to stay in compliance with FEMA, this, that, and the other, and we wouldn't get no funding. Where's are we gonna? Are they gonna bring them FEMA dollars here since we're still in compliance? Because we didn't get the it came out of his mouth. Yeah. Came right out of his mouth. He said, we can't allow that to go on in the township because we will not be in compliance with FEMA. So I'm curious, since we're in compliance with FEMA, is the township going to receive any FEMA money?
Well, you can ask him on August 19th from 5 to 7.
I won't be here.
Shit. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Dave, there, and maybe they haven't really ruled on this yet, but it sounds from what I've been reading and hearing is there was not enough in the government's eyes, there was not enough damage here in the township to constitute us getting money.
Well, the governor has to create a disaster area.
Okay.
And I've put a call into him and I haven't had a call back yet on that. So maybe this week I'll try and call him and I'll talk to Panuski about it too. And yeah.
I mean, it sucks. We did lose, residents did lose stuff. We lost crops. And I just don't know what the threshold is.
And it follows the whole lake. That's what's. And that's why I missed that one meeting. I went with Marcy Captor and showed her all the water and everything, Mm-hmm. When you're on Route 2, it doesn't look too bad, but you get back in that area back there. It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back by Scott and that there.
Can you reach back out to Marcy to see if she can help coordinate that or not?
Oh yeah, I just got an email from her yesterday, and no problem, yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious. I mean, I'm just trying to throw an idea out there.
Any other public participation? Seeing none, I move to adjourn tonight's meeting at 8:14.
I'll second.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton,
yes.
Motion carries. Upcoming events, we have a stormwater meeting July 30th at 1. It was just an upcoming event. So, thank you everybody for attending. I'm.